Welcome to Portia Pattern with Bracken Helms, the show where we hear Bracken and his distinguished guests from the Portia community patter on about Porsches and all things automotive. Portia Pattern is sponsored by Circuit 64. Circuit 64 creates authentic automotive apparel made for like-minded automotive enthusiasts. The links for Circuit 64 are in the show notes. Okay, let's get to it.
All right, here's another episode of Pattering On with Crazy Bill Patton. In this one, he talks about some of the cars he's owned. He kind of goes into the Porsches. Some of the 356s, he's had a couple 914s. Isn't on the 911s very long. Goes into 944s and 968s. Anyway, here's another episode listening to Bill Patton patter on and blabber and do what he does. Okay, are you ready to get this party started?
The party has started.
Okay. So I guess we'll start off where we had to shut down because we were getting kicked out of the library room. We talked about your car that had been stolen. We talked about some of the cars. We talked about the Cabriolet that your girlfriend forgot to seal the top on. Mm. And so I guess we'll just, I don't think we talked about all the cars. So first of all, how many cars have you owned or Porsches? I know you have a count.
It's 52 or 55. I can't remember which. I made a list. I've got a list on my computer.
Okay. And you don't think at one point when all of a sudden it's going to pop up where it's like, did I write this one down?
Every once in a while. No, that happens every once in a while, but never with the Porsches. It happens with the other cars.
Because I started a couple years ago, I started counting how many Subarus my mom had. And I came to a number that was 15 or 16. And then obviously my dad's because he was married to her for 14 years, was like, no, you forgot about this one. And then my sister would be like, well, I remember this one. And then all of a sudden the count gets to more 20.
Well, it's funny.
And then we're still probably missing some.
It's funny that you mentioned that because a couple of cars that I've had come to me in the middle of the night and I'll actually get up and go add it into the computer so I don't forget it in the morning. One was a Mazda RX-2 race car. One was I had a Pontiac Fiero Indy 500 pace car.
A
Fiero. Of all the crazy things.
A Fiero.
I had a Taurus SHO special edition car.
See, that was a weird car because Tauruses were just a Ford Taurus, just like a Toyota Camry. But the SHOs were were serious cars.
That was
I remember when I was little, thinking to myself, why do they keep talking and putting this damn Taurus in with these sports cars? But yeah,
it was a serious car. It was a stick shift. It had a great motor in it. I think it was a Yamaha. It had lots of ground effect stuff on it. It had special wheels. And I think they were all painted white. I think every one of them was white.
No, they painted them different colors.
Well, mine was white, and it was really cool. I loved that car.
I think Conan O'Brien, he bought one when he first started making money or got his first gig, and he bought a green one, and he still owns it to this day. Mm. It's his favorite car.
I had an Audi 5000 Turbo that I absolutely loved, and I bought it for about a third of the price because 60 Minutes had just done that thing where they talked about unintended acceleration.
Yeah.
The license plate was UNX, whatever. It was the abbreviation for unintended acceleration. That was my personalized plate. Am I being recorded right now?
Yeah, I started recording a little while ago.
All right, so roll them. What's your next one?
So let's go over some of the cars that you've owned.
But in addition to that, I had three speedsters, including the black one, which was probably one of the top 10 in the entire country. Just a killer car. I had Marion Weber's Speedster. Marion Weber, I forget what the business was that she owned, but it was an aftermarket sports car parts place in L.A. that was huge at the time. It was big deal. She had put convertible D doors on it so that it had windows. And I didn't realize what a gaff that was when I bought the car. But nobody wanted that car after me because it had the wrong doors. I had a 65 yellow SC Cabriolet that I bought sight unseen online. Not online, but out of Panorama. And when the car was delivered to me, it was a piece of junk. It was supposed to be a totally Concours car. And it had sand in it from, you know, the sandblasting. The paint was terrible. I ended up shipping it back to the guy, which I probably wouldn't have been able to do. But he was PCA, and I was going to destroy him. So he decided to give me my money back and take the car back. And then I had a 64 SC sunroof coupe, and that was it. 6 356s.
So where did you go after you made the jump from a 356? Because that was the only car Porsche made.
Well, at one point I had in my garage in Blackhawk a 914-6, a black speedster, an Audi 5000 turbo, a 79 911 SC, and the white 356 coupe.
Is the 914-6 the one that you tell me about that someone you know still owns? It's like
yeah, Bob Kilburn owns like orange. That car. So that car's had three owners, and it probably has less than 20,000 miles on it. I sold it when it had 9,900 on it because I didn't want to drive it over 10,000. It was the first car, the first 914-6 to be sold for over $10,000 in the entire country. And I had three 914-6s and a handful of 914-4s. I can't even remember how many. Love those sixes, though.
So what was your first car other than a 356 that you bought next?
Well, when the 356 was stolen, I bought a 72 914 1.7.
So when did the first 911 come in?
73. I bought a brand new. Matter of fact, I probably told you the story. I was on my way to Laguna Seca to the races. As a matter of fact, it was the race that Donahue lapped the field in 73 in the 917-30.
Right.
And Fulmer drove the white car.
White and red.
And he lapped the field one time, but Donahue lapped him also.
And he was in the blue and yellow one, the Sunoco.
Donahue was in the blue and yellow one, and who's the sponsor of the white one? L&M cigarettes or something like that? Anyway, yeah, that was the very race I was going to. And I was driving by the Porsche dealership early that morning, and in the window of the dealership, the Hayward dealership, there was a purple 911. And I just wanted to go see it because I'd never seen a purple car before. So I went in and I bought the car. It was a 73.
Like purple or like Aberdeen?
Purple. The name of the color was lilac.
Okay.
That was a dead serious purple. No joke.
Is that the one you were telling me that like at the time you didn't really know if you liked it and then years later you're like, God.
No, I loved it. I loved that color. But the problem with it was, this is kind of funny, it's a sign of the times. So I drove to Laguna Seca and I drove up to Porsche Hill where everybody parks and I pulled in and I think I'd been in Porsche Club like not very long at that point. So I wasn't known, but I was known, you know, like here's the new guy coming in.
Yeah.
So I pulled in and somebody said to me, nice color choice, Billy. So from that point on, I thought, well, I wonder if that's how this car reads. Now today you wouldn't do that because Porsche has outrageous colors every place. And social attitudes are different.
Oh, yeah. That ruby stone. They call it different things now. Like on the 964 RS, it's ruby stone. And the new ones are ruby star. And I don't know. But it's a hot color right now. And it was a 72?
Three.
Okay.
The first one with the black bumpers.
Yeah.
The black plastic bumpers.
So then you had a bunch of 911. Any other ones that stuck out?
Well, yeah, the 75 Carrera.
That's the one that was at the mosque.
Well, yeah, where I parked and got it scratched up because of the license plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, big mistake.
Okay, what other one stuck out? We've already gone over some of the 968s and the issues you've run into.
Well, 11 968s is pretty outrageous.
So, yeah, let's dive into that. So this was at a time where you obviously had money because you were going or enough money to buy like the cars you wanted. And so you decided you wanted how many 968s?
I had 11 of them.
So you decided 11 968s were better than buying like a 964 or a 993?
Absolutely. The way that all happened was I had a 86 944 cab and I loved it. I loved that car. And it was getting tons of mileage on it because it was an everyday driver.
Yeah.
And I was afraid I was going to wear it out. And so I decided to look for a backup car. I wanted another 944 cab. So one day I was visiting Pasha and he said, why don't you move up to a 968? I said, because I don't like them. And he says, have you ever driven one? And I said, no. He says, do me a favor, just go drive one and see if the looks of it.
So you just didn't like the looks. Because it's basically a newer version of a 944. They were going to call it a 944-2 or something.
I didn't think I liked the look until I actually stood in front of it for 20 minutes. And then it just grew on me. And it hit me how much better looking it was than a 944. So anyway, I went looking for a 968. I was looking all over the country. And I flew to Detroit to buy a 968 that was in a barn.
Okay.
And the story was, and it was really cheap, which was a 95 black Cabriolet.
Okay.
So I go to look at it. He picks me up at the airport. We drive an hour to a farm out in the middle of nowhere. And we go into his barn. The 968 is parked right in the center of the barn. This is like a scene from a movie. And the barn is absolutely empty except for this car. And there's a skylight or a hole in the roof, one or the other. And the sun shining through right onto the car. I mean, you couldn't have staged it any better. So it's a gorgeous car. It really is. It's just killer car. Very low mileage, great shape. I wanted the car really bad. I open the door and I get in and I'm messing around. We take it for a ride. We come back. We drive to the center of the barn again. And I close the door and the door didn't go clunk like it's supposed to. I mean, everybody knows what a Porsche door sounds like.
Right.
And it didn't clunk. And I tried it again. And I tried it again. He said, what are you doing? You're going to wear out my door. This old farmer who thinks he's on to something, right? And I said, well, there's something wrong with this door. And he said, no, there's not. It's closing. And I said, you got to be a Porsche guy to understand what I'm talking about. So I go to the other side, and the same thing happens. I said, do you mind if we go back out into the natural light? And he says, no, why? And I said, well, I'd like to take a closer look at the paint. And he says, don't worry about the paint. He says, I just had it painted. Now, this is a question I'd asked the guy when I was in California. Before I come to Detroit, I want to know these things. Does it have original paint? Yes. He lied. He thought that nobody would be able to tell. But
he just told you. It's not even like he kept it a secret.
Well, now that I'm there, you know what he told me? He says, what's the term when it has the peel?
Orange peel.
He says, the car had orange peel all over it. He said the Porsche factory painted it terrible. It had orange peel. I had it painted, repainted to get rid of the orange peel. And I'm going, oh, my God. I mean, because if it don't have orange peel, I'm not buying it. If it's not original paint, I don't want any part of it. So I said, oh, my God, you didn't tell me the truth. He says, well, this paint's better. So I decided that it was not a lie. It was just because it's better paint than original. And I said, no, sir, you don't understand. You better clear up that lie because the next guy that comes is going to be more ticked off than me. Just take me back to the airport. So he takes me back to the airport, and I had Panorama with me. So I'm looking at Panorama, and I come across another car, and it's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, instead of Detroit. And Ann Arbor is a three-hour drive. So I rented a Chrysler 300, one of those really hot Chryslers, and I wanted to drive it, and I liked the way it looked. So I rented one and I drove to Ann Arbor and I go into a gated community and the guy opens the garage door and there's five Porsches and an Audi. I mean, it looked like my garage. So one of them is this, and they're all black. All these cars are black. So here's this black, virtually the same car as that I'd been looking at on the barn, but it's in perfect condition. I paid 20 grand for it and drove it home. So that was the first one. Very hard car. to let go of. I was in love with that car. But once I was in, I was hooked on 968s, man. They are so cool to drive. They look good to me, and they're rare. Nobody knows what they are. Even Porsche people go, you know, are perplexed by them. It's nuts. It's crazy. At one time, I had six all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And they were all different bright colors, and I had to rotate them so I wouldn't get tickets. So the neighbors started calling them Bill's Jelly Beans.
I mean, I want to keep going down this road, but when you were talking about that kind of being out on a farm, I remember as a little kid, like, it seems like, you know, kind of cowboys are kind of more like, oh, I got me a truck. And, you know, they, what is that? What is that little car? Like, they don't really understand Porsche and stuff. But I remember we went to this ranch. This guy was full-blown cowboy. You know, I think he ran the ranch. It was just weird to me because I'm just seeing all these trucks that are, you know, lifted and jacked up, big tires. And it's like, they're all like deepest cowboys. I mean, there's nothing city about any of these.
Where was this? In California?
No, this was, I'm a little kid. I was with my dad in Utah. And like, even in Utah, we were like away from Salt Lake. We were like out in the, what do you call it? Boonies or whatever the hell you want to call it. And anyway, so we're at this ranch and I'm just like, why? This guy doesn't have a Porsche. Like I'm just confused. I'm not talking to my dad. I'm just like confused. And yeah, he opens the garage. I don't remember what, I think it was a 930 he had. I was just like in awe. Like usually these are the type of people that like only drive trucks. And I was just surprised that he had it. And it was his baby. So anyway, back to the 968. So I was thinking about it the other day and I'm just like, if I am asking you about cars, like what point do I get to where I can't ask you anymore because you quit buying the cars? Because obviously, like I can't sit and ask you, oh, what do you think about a 992? You don't own a 992. You never owned a 991, 997. You were probably done by that point, like 996.
I'll tell you how weird that is that you're mentioning that. First of all, there was a reason for that. I forget what year it was. Oh, I know when it was. When I bought my 951. Bob Berkey was the Porsche dealer in Pleasanton. And he called me one day and he said, I've got a car you might be interested in. It's a 951. And I said, I don't even know what a 951 is. He says, it's a 944 turbo. And he says, Tammy has been driving it. To interrupt the story for a minute, Tammy's the gal that when Bob died, I ended up being with for 7 years, his widow. So he calls me and he says, are you interested in the car? And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll come at lunchtime and look it over because I was 10 minutes from the dealership where I worked.
Obviously, you have a lot of 968s and you had the 944 Cabriolet, but you didn't have a bunch of 944s, right?
I had two 944s and one 951.
But at the time, you had no idea what a 951 was? Why? I guess now people don't know what it, they just say 944 turbo. But
yeah, that's what I knew it as. I didn't know it was called a 951.
Okay.
But that was sort of the beginning of the end of what you just mentioned because of this. I said, how much do you want for it? He said, $25,000. And I said, well, you're going to have to reduce the price.
Oh, yeah.
I vowed that I would never in my life ever pay more than $25,000 for a car. And I'm not doing it to buy that car. So I think I bought it for $24,950 or something like that.
So,
but see, that's where it began is that I only spent more than $25,000 for a car once in my life. And that was the orange 08 Boxster.
Right.
And I did it because I was told I was going to die. So I didn't care that I'd spent $69,000 on a car.
So if you knew you were going to die anyway, maybe you want to go out with your record intact.
Nobody was going to know. And nobody was going to challenge me about it either. I wanted that car. It was the orange special edition car.
Yeah, I saw one for sale the other day. Every time I see one, I think about you. Okay, but doesn't that rule seem a little ridiculous when you take into inflation? I mean, what can you buy? You can't buy shit now for that.
No, but it didn't matter to me. I didn't care about inflation or anything. That was my rule.
But it seems like a silly rule. I mean, what about you live another 20 years and you can't buy a used beat
up? Well, I suppose that if I live another 20 years and I get a hankering for a car like I did that orange Boxster that I would alter the rule. But it never happened. And I'll give you an example of that. If I had $25,000 today, I would probably go buy a 968 or even two of them, because I'm just not interested in any of the other cars at this point. Not that I don't love Porsche. Not that I don't think they're wonderful. Not that I wouldn't like to have a Cayman or a 911 or whatever. But I got as much pleasure out of those 968s as people get out of their Caymans and their 911s, I swear to God.
Well, I respect that. But at the same time, when I look at stuff like that, I think, like, what is that? Ignorance is bliss. If you're not driving these cars, and like, you don't know what you don't know.
That's true. But I don't need to know, because okay, I'm very pleased with that 968.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, comment, like, and share with your friends. Feel free to send questions or suggestions to the email in the description of the show. Special thanks to our sponsor, Circuit 64. Goodbye for now. We hope we can get together again for our next episode. Now get out there and enjoy the cars and the people.